My husband went out to get the mail a few days ago and found a package wedged inside our mailbox. He pulled several times and it wouldn't budge. Then the label caught his eye. The package parked in our mailbox wasn't for us at all. No, that bulging bundle was addressed to our neighbors. It should have been wedged in their box. But as they say, fortune smiled upon us that day. For had he unwedged that package and had he taken it into our house, and had we, with the best of intentions, mind you, held on to it, meaning to deliver it personally when we had the chance, and had the police raided our home and found that package, I could be using my one phone call to deliver this commentary from the slammer. Here's why. It's illegal to keep another's mail. And it gets pretty tricky in some jurisdictions. There, should a credit card bill addressed to a previous tenant, for example, be delivered by the mail carrier to you, and should you lazily keep it in your possession, you are violating the possession of stolen mail statute. And, but Your Honor, the mail carrier put it in my box isn't going to work. Just ask a fellow in New York who recently had his conviction affirmed by a federal appeals court. The mail carrier had delivered to his apartment a credit card bill for a woman who used to live there, and he kept it in a box of personal effects. Wrong decision, he now knows. By doing so, he'd violated paragraph 3 of Title 18 U.S. Code Section 1708 by unlawfully, willfully, and knowingly having in his possession a missive he knew had been taken from the mail. He tried the argument that the bill hadn't been taken from the mail at all because a mail carrier had delivered it to his house. The court scoffed and sent him away for 57 months. But should you be reaching for the phone right now to call an attorney, remembering that kid's clothing catalog addressed to your neighbor that you willfully tossed in the trash just yesterday, there is additional information of which you should be made aware. The jury that convicted that fellow in New York also heard evidence that he committed mail fraud and credit card fraud, falsified credit card applications, stole a credit card statement from a briefcase and used it for wrong. And suddenly, it's not surprising that a jury would convict on the stolen mail count and an appellate court affirm. Interestingly, however, had our fraud-convicted friend lived elsewhere, just across the Hudson River in New Jersey, for example, and had a mail carrier there place that misaddressed bill in his box, the outcome would have been different. Other federal appellate courts, like the one that hears cases from the Garden State, hold that the stolen mail statute doesn't apply to misaddressed mail. It just doesn't seem right, those courts figure, to charge someone with possessing stolen mail when the sender sent it to that someone's address and that someone simply took it from his own mailbox and kept it for whatever reason. That circuit split said, a further warning for those of you who, like us, frequently find a neighbor's mail in your mailbox. That's misdelivered mail. And the federal appellate courts in every state unanimously agree that the stolen mail statute applies to misdelivered mail. Your neighbor's catalog, our neighbor's package. Society asks that they be returned to the mail carrier's pouch. And intentionally failing to do so is not just bad manners, it's a federal offense. So thank goodness my husband couldn't budge that bundle from our mailbox. And delightfully, fortune smiled upon him a second time the following day when he just happened to be outside as the mail carrier made his rounds. And now, happily, our neighbors have their package, our mailbox is open again, and I'm not wearing stripes. I'm Amy Guida.